From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars. Last week, we shared some exciting news. Our new book, The Art of Business Wars, comes out next Tuesday, April 13th. It features lessons from the world's greatest corporate rivalries, all inspired by the wisdom of Chinese military strategist Sun Tzu and his classic work, The Art of War. Because the same strategies that work on the battlefield hold true in the boardroom, too. We're excited to share the stories we've uncovered working on this book with you, our listeners. And between now and next Tuesday, we're featuring previews from The Art of Business Wars over on our sister show, Business Wars Daily. Head over there to hear lessons on everything from entering the battlefield to waging war. Today's lesson is on positioning, and it comes from a man who could give Sun Tzu a run for his money, the late Apple founder Steve Jobs. In The Art of War, Sun Tzu writes, quote, "The skillful fighter puts himself into a position which makes defeat impossible," unquote. And in war, as in business, if a company can find a strategic position in the market and stake its claim there, success will follow. As just about everyone now knows, in 1985, Steve Jobs was pushed out of Apple, the company he founded, after a boardroom dispute. 7 years later, in 1992, Apple rolled out something called the Newton Message Pad. It was a sort of virtual calendar and address book. The Newton gained a devoted following. But when Jobs finally returned to the helm of Apple in 1997, he promptly canceled the product. Why? Well, during the 12 years Jobs was away from the company, Apple had lost its distinct position. Apple had initially succeeded because it positioned itself as a maker of personal computers, not business machines like then-dominant brand IBM. But with Jobs away, Apple put out product after product until it wasn't entirely obvious what the company stood for. When he returned, Jobs knew he had to make sacrifices to clarify Apple's position as a maker of personal computers. So, he slashed several products until only four computers remained. Suddenly, Apple had regained its focus. A company's position has to evolve with the market, though, and Jobs knew that. By 2001, Apple was ready to take more risks, so Jobs introduced the iPod, and then 6 years later, I bet you know where this is going, the iPhone came on the scene, and it became a cultural phenomenon. Now, the success of the iPhone wasn't a given, especially because another company, Research in Motion, already had a pocket-sized communication device in the market, the BlackBerry. Remember those? RIM had successfully positioned that device not as one that would be wildly popular with everyday consumers, but as a necessary product for business people, the only one secure and reliable enough for corporate and government use. By 2005, 2 years before the iPhone was introduced, the BlackBerry was synonymous with smartphone. Until it wasn't. The years after the iPhone rollout were a masterclass in positioning. With every Apple update, from the ability to run apps to a business-friendly email platform, the BlackBerry's position eroded. It tried to match the success of Apple's infamous touchscreen by launching its own touchscreen phone, the BlackBerry Storm, in November 2008, but that glitchy product was a disaster for RIM. The tides turned slowly. It took 3 years for the iPhone to outsell the BlackBerry, but turn they did. More battles were to come, with Google's Android, for instance. But it almost didn't matter. By 2010, the iPhone was outselling the BlackBerry by 2 million units. Just 2 years later, RIM reported a $125 million loss. Steve Jobs had successfully positioned Apple and the iPhone as the best phone for every consumer. Too often in business, taking two positions is the same as taking none. You can only carve out one at a time. So choose wisely. You can hear the next lesson in this series, In with the New, over on our sister show, Business Wars Daily. And to learn more about the art of business wars and order your own copy, visit Wondery.com/The Art of Business Wars.